Chinese jade. Mrs. Jack Barber, waiting up for her husband, who is making an after-dinner speech to the County Bar Association at the St. Francis Hotel, blinks at the clock in surprise. And goes to the front window, hoping to see the headlights of a car on Seacliff Drive. Instead, to her amazement, she discovers a bundled-up figure sitting on the front step. After momentary alarm, she recognizes her nephew, Pinky, wearing the greatcoat he had tailored in London.
For goodness sake, Pinky.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing out here? It's 11 o'clock. What are you doing?
Fellow's supposed to meet me out by the hedge at 10 o'clock.
Who?
Chinese fellow. He left word with CZ that he'd meet me, but he hasn't turned up.
Pinky, we've got people worried sick. Why don't you tell somebody what's going on? Are you ashamed of it?
Here comes the car. Go in and shut the door, Aunt Betty.
Honestly. Oh, that's Jack's car.
How can you tell?
I bumped the left headlight and it's a little cross-eyed. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Well, come on your house, Pinky. It's freezing out here.
No, thanks. I'd better stick around.
Late to shut the door on you.
That's okay.
When did your mother move into the new house?
Tomorrow.
Have they ordered new carpeting?
Well, they got some bids. But I guess it'd be cheaper to pave a couple blocks on Seacliff Drive.
Betty?
Oh, coming, Jack.
What's going on?
It's Pinky. Waiting for one of his Chinese friends. They only seem to meet at night.
All right, Pink. Hi, Uncle Jack.
Aren't you cold?
I'm okay. Say, do you know anything about tariffs? About importing jewelry?
Oh, come on in. It's too cold to talk here.
Will you go ahead? I'll talk to you later. Night, Aunt Betty.
Night? Honestly, he's got everybody worried to death, Jack. He gets phone calls at all hours, and a strange Chinese man came and hammered on the door, and Pinky wouldn't answer. Mother Barber says it was much easier on everybody in the old days when he used to talk all the time. Well, he gave me a terrible shock. I looked out to see if your car was in sight, and there he sat on the steps. Wouldn't tell me a thing. Well, let's sit down. Oh, wait, are you hungry?
Yeah, sort of.
Come on out in the kitchen. How'd the speech go?
Well, it really went all right, Betty. I don't want much. How about some dry cereal and toast?
Here are all kinds. Take your choice.
This'll do.
You sit down and I'll fix it. Did you get a lot of applause at the end?
Yeah, it really went over. A couple of men from the Central Committee asked if I ever thought of running for office.
Gee, what did you tell them?
Well, I said I had six daughters and with three of them in high school getting ready for college. I didn't know any office this side of the presidency that would pay enough, and I didn't feel quite fitted for the presidency yet.
Oh, Jack. But that was a real compliment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Was your lecture agent there?
Hey, where's the sugar?
Oh, here. Pardon me. Was Miss Demby Blassingame there?
Yeah, she turned up. Happened to be downtown.
Oh. I bet she was complimentary, too.
She thinks I'm getting better all the time.
What'd she have on tonight?
Suit with a good-looking scarf.
Really? What color?
Yellow.
Oh, really?
Yellow silk held together with a gold pin with an inset topaz stone.
Well, I bet she looked darling. What kind of shoes? Open-toed?
No, alligator pumps.
You certainly kept your eyes open. Get it.
What's the matter?
Get it. Somebody's at the door, Jack.
Yes, Pinky. Come in.
I can't. Uncle Jack, do you know anything about where we go to pay duty on a valuable piece of imperial Chinese jade that we kind of had to sneak into the country?
Come in.
I can't. There's a fellow out here, more or less in hiding. Look, Aunt Betty, will you excuse him for a second? Uncle Jack, come on out in the driveway and talk to Mr. Wan, will you? We need legal advice.
Holy cow, thank you. But, Betty?
Yes?
I'll be right back.
Don't hurry, Jack. I'm very, very, very tired, and I'm going to bed. Good night, Pinky. Don't hurry, Jack. I'm going right to sleep.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Stand back, friend. We're going to blast.
You're going to blast what?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And we're going to announce it with a blast of dynamite.
No dynamite, Clifford. Let's just say new all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but what about...
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all sweet.
Yeah, but what do we do with all this dynamite?
You'll wonder where the yellow went.
Special sale, save 27 cents on two giant tubes of Pepsodent.
It's half an hour later. Jack tiptoes into the master bedroom, quietly gets ready for bed in the bathroom, and then moves carefully through the dark, cold room to the big double bed. There's a very still figure on the far side.
Betty?
Yes?
I wondered if you're still awake.
Yes.
What was the matter?
Nothing. Why?
You acted kind of sore.
Why, not a bit.
What are you doing way over there?
About to go to sleep.
Well, look, I happened to notice what Bimby had on tonight because last time I saw her, you asked me what she wore and I couldn't remember.
Hmm? What's this?
Well, aren't you sore because I noticed what she had on?
Who? Oh, Bimby. Now, wouldn't that be pretty?
Well, you froze all of a sudden.
Goodness, you act as if you think I'm jealous. I'm glad she was so attractively dressed because I'd hate to have you going around with a lecture agent you were ashamed to be seen with.
Yeah.
When she looks as cute as she did tonight, you must be proud to be with her.
I can't seem to win. When I didn't notice what she has on, you couldn't believe it. And when I do notice, you get sore.
Well, that's so silly, Jack. I'm not a bit sore. I'm just lying over here on my side because I had the electric blanket up too high and the bed's too hot. I like to get my toes outside the cover in the cool night air. Has she changed her hair again?
I didn't notice her hair.
I guess I got tired of waiting all alone, doing homework. The girls had a mound of homework tonight, and Janie was the only one who could do it. I don't know what we'd do without her. We'd all flunk, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hazel was over two or three times today. She's got a cute melancholy about her new house.
Yeah.
And the old carpeting came up in wads. So I guess it's going to cost a fortune to carpet the front hall and those eight bedrooms, and they're simply not going to try to fix the furnace this year. More than even Dan can manage. And apparently Dan can borrow gobs of money anytime he wants to.
Yeah.
Father Barber had a nice letter from Nikki and Claudia, and they're beginning to talk about leaving Burma for Hawaii and then come home.
That's good.
Jack.
What?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, dear. Jack. Do you ever hear yourself saying things you wish you weren't saying, but you can't seem to stop?
No.
Well, it happens to me, and it's awful. Aren't you going to tell me what Pinky had to say?
I'm sorry, Betty, but he pledged me to secrecy.
You're not going to tell me at all?
I'm sorry, not until he says I can.
I see. Well, it's a lovely night to sleep, isn't it? If you get cold, let me know, and I'll turn the blanket up. Good night, Jack.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Say, Ed, how about driving over to that farm auction tomorrow?
I'm too tired, Dan. I've had nagging backache lately with sleepless nights, and it sure gets a person down.
Had backache myself not long ago, and was I glad to find relief.
Wish you'd tell me how.
You try Doan's pills.
Right. Doan's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidney. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doan's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doan's pills. Used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doan's pills today. To save money, buy Doan's big economy size.
Pinky, tiptoeing upstairs, finds the door to his mother's apartment open and sees Hazel's robe-clad figure silhouetted against the window.
Mom?
Oh, I'm glad you're home. Pinky, there are two cars out in front and several men got out and changed places.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Were they Chinese?
Mom, please don't worry about it. I got into something a little bigger than I expected. But in a week or so, I can probably tell you all about it. It's okay. It's complicated, but honest.
Oh, dear.
Why aren't you in bed?
Oh, I couldn't sleep. This is our last night here. My mind was crowded with memories.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of worrying in these rooms. Most of it needlessly. So, I guess I'll quit worrying about you and moving and Dan and finances and go to bed and try to get some rest.
You do that, Mom. I'm practically sure everything's going to be in pretty good shape eventually. It's too complicated to worry about anyhow. The thing to do is pray.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 28, Book 129... Pinky offers a gift of charcoal in a snowstorm. Frank Martin speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.